times and realize that freight trains and paper planes are just like you and me. And funny how the world keeps spinning round and round and round, and where you land is where I'd like to be.
And I want You're listening to Ward and L on Canada Talks.
You know, we've talked a lot about documentaries lately.
Absolutely. We've talked about that. Actually, this next guest is coming on at a timely point for us, because we have not only talked a lot about documentaries, we have talked a lot about marriage equality, we have talked a lot about a lot of things that he covers, I think, in this documentary.
And the gentleman on the phone is also a member of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, a member of the Writers Guild of America, and on the board of the International Documentary Association. Please welcome director Tom Miller.
Well, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, the documentary is called Limited Partnership, and I think it comes at a really important time in the conversation we're having about marriage equality. But tell our listeners a little bit about what it's about.
Limited Partnership is a love story about Richard Adams, a Filipino-American, and Tony Sullivan, an Australian man, who met in 1971 in Los Angeles. And as their relationship got stronger and stronger, back then, if you were in a same-sex relationship and you had a partner from another country in the United States, there was no way for you to go to their country to be together, and there was no way to, immigration-wise, to bring that partner into this country legally. And so, miraculously, in 1975, a county clerk named Cleo Rourke issued 6 marriage licenses in Boulder, Colorado, that were legal. And Richard and Tony were one of those marriage licenses, because they wanted to go through the immigration process in the United States. And in order to do that, you had to have a marriage license. So they applied to the INS for that marriage license in 1975, and they got a letter back from the INS stating that they don't believe in a bona fide relationship can exist between two faggots.
Which is one of the most horrifying things.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, language has changed over the years, but that part of this story, I just went, oh God, no, awful. So awful.
Yeah.
Right, so awful. But what it did allow them is that they took that wording from the Immigration Service, and they were the first same-sex couple to sue the federal government for equal marriage rights, which would include immigration rights. And so the whole film is about their 40-year struggle to stay together against the laws of the United States.
Well, and it's, I mean, I think it's important to come out now, because the fact that it's still a battle in the United States and that it is still not legal in every state is sort of baffling. I mean, we're up in Canada, where it has been legal for well over a decade, and it doesn't make sense that people can't just marry the person they love. And I think a lot of people forget, or a lot of maybe young people today don't realize that people have been fighting for so long and fighting so hard.
That, because that was one of the reasons why I made the film, for straight and gay, and especially for a younger audience who just think this is normal, or this has just been the last few years. This has been going on with people who are just regular everyday people who have been fighting this fight since the 1970s.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, and it's very sad that it is taking so long, but I think also speaks to the power of sort of Richard and Tony were up against so much for so long. And just the fact that, you know, they're able to persevere, because it can still be really bad now in this fight, in this debate in the United States. People can say horrible things, but I can only imagine that back in 75, when this first started for them, it was awful.
Right. It was the age of Anita Bryant. It was the age when the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling that it was illegal to have sexual acts for homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was within the year of Harvey Milk being assassinated in San Francisco. So that was what they were up against when they first were starting their fight.
And when did you come on board with this story? When did you decide that you wanted to tell their story and get this documentary out there?
It's taken a long time. It was over 14 years ago. I grew up actually in Cleveland, Ohio, not that far from where you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a pediatrician, totally in the closet, afraid to be who I was and afraid to come out. And I ended up leaving pediatrics and moving to Los Angeles and going to film school at USC. And to sort of discover the power of documentaries, especially with social movement. And so I started seeing some of my gay friends here being in these relationships with foreign partners, and they were just stuck, and they were, so I thought this would be a really good idea. So I did my research, and I found out that Richard and Tony lived in Los Angeles. And so I started shooting with them and actually several other couples in the 2001, 2002, 2003, but I just couldn't get the funding to make this film. And the Bush administration was in power, and anything LGBT was just not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked it back up in, when the Obama administration came into power and around in California when in 2008 when Proposition 8 came to be and Richard and Tony decided to be out in public. And so I've been following them for 14 years until we finished the film in 2014.
Well, I mean, it's sad that it took so long,
yeah.
But it's, I think they really represent an important kind of figurehead for this whole, I hate even calling it a debate because it shouldn't be. But I think their story is sort of a great example story for everyone about just fighting to be with the person you love.
Yeah. We are speaking to director Tom Miller, and the documentary is called Limited Partnership. I'm sorry, it's called Inside Out.
No, it's called Limited Partnership.
Limited Partnership,
it's
I'm
playing.
Sorry. It's playing at Inside Out. I'm just the thing about this documentary that I really found interesting is that it's actually, I don't know how to put this, kind of, it's almost quiet. It's a subtle documentary. It's not, you know, it's not hyperbolic, and it's not melodramatic. It's just very straightforward and very, you know, like I said, kind of subtle in a lot of ways. And I think that's one thing that gives it more impact.
It's just been amazing with the audiences. I mean, they all come up to us and thank us because it's not about famous people. It's not about one person like screaming for civil rights. It's just a love story. It's how two people they had to live together and fight together, but that no matter what the obstacle, love endures. And it's a great example of a really powerful same-sex relationship, and that it's just like anybody else's relationship. And you can see the history of what was happening as they were fighting for the decades for Tony to be able to stay in the United States and be with Richard.
Yeah.
Because even to this day, Tony's still undocumented.
Yeah. Which is, it's so crazy, and it's so, I think it's important too, because sometimes, you know, we were talking before about sort of letting the younger people know that this has been a long fight. And I think even in Canada, we, because it's been so long now that everyone has had the right to get married, we kind of forget how hard it is for people in other countries, right? And even in our closest neighbors to the south.
Even the producer of my film, Kirk Marcolina, went to Canada to get married to his partner, Rob, probably within a year and a half of when you started having gay marriages being legal there.
Mm-hmm.
And they live together in Australia now because Rob is Australian. But thankfully, Canada was such a good role model for us to show this is possible and it's acceptable.
Yeah, and it's just, I think you've done such a great job at telling this story, and I think there's a lot of people out there, a lot of the people who are against marriage equality, I think they just don't understand that the relationship between two people who love each other and want to get married is the same regardless of gender. It's they want everyone wants to get married for the same reasons, and they want the same securities, and they want the same. And I think this is a really nice way to show people and hopefully change some minds about, like, no, it's just about wanting to be together. That's all it is.
Right. And in the United States, marriage is, and immigration is tied to marriage.
Yeah.
Not a separate thing. And so that made it more complicated.
Yeah.
Listen, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today, because it really is a moving film, and it really is an important story that, I mean, we're always talking about the topic here on Ward and Al, and actually we just hope we can stop talking about it soon.
Yeah.
That's what's exciting, that hopefully, like, we're showing on PBS Independent Lens on June 15th, and the Supreme Court is working right now on a ruling that ultimately, hopefully within a week and a half after our airing, national airing, that I'm hoping that they come and say that they're, every state has to have same-sex marriage, and that would be wonderful, because when I started this, there was no state with a same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mercifully, things are changing now.
Yes, thank you. I feel very hopeful.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me.
And best of luck.
Thank you. Bye.
The documentary is Limited Partnership, and check it out, because Richard and Tony do have a really, well, I mean, a heartbreaking story in its way, but also beautiful.
Yeah. And like I said, hopefully this is something, you know, every once in a while we get an email with people asking why we keep talking about this. We'll keep talking about it until it's not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
We would love to stop talking about it.
Yeah. This is Ward and Al. Stick around. We're going to come back and wrap up the day.
Yay.
You're listening to Canada Talks. Tonight.